You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I feel kind of bad because I guess, you know, my main goal of this segment here is to go on the air and encourage people to break up, which feels a little weird. But it's like you're officially in the Christmas countdown here. I pulled it up. 17 days, 16 hours, 57 minutes. And if you are with somebody currently that you do not see a future with in the new year, you might want to pull the trigger and break up before Christmas. So, you know, you don't go through the holidays with this person, with your family and friends and activities and presents. And then on top of that, New Year's Eve, the kiss at midnight, you know, expectations for the new year, blah, 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 blah. I think we're at the cutoff, Dom. I want to say, I mean, this weekend is probably when you should pull the trigger, break up. It's time. What do you think?
Let me ask you something, because I know you've given this some thought, so you're the expert on this, and I'm going to ask you a few questions. Okay. Let me interview you about this.
Please.
When you pull the trigger on something like that, do you say anything about, I feel it's best to do this now before we roll into the holidays, or do you not even reference the holidays?
I guess it's going to depend on your particular relationship and why you're breaking up, but I would say, yeah, I would say you maybe mention the holidays. Say, you know what, we don't need to go through the holidays. You don't need to come see my family. I know you don't like it. I don't need to go see your family. You know I don't like it. Let's just go ahead and split ways, and we'll start the new year fresh. Let's remain friends. I'm okay with that. Don't you think it's the way you couch it? As, you know, like, I'm not going to drag you through all my family's holiday parties, and you got to talk to my uncle, and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah.
No, but what I find funny in your little scenario that you laid out, your little acting job that you did.
Thank you.
Is that you close by saying, let's remain friends, and you are on record as never, ever remaining friends with anybody that you've split with.
I can't say that I am friends with them. But again, this is all going to boil down to your particular situation and what you're feeling. And if, you know, it's kind of just the nice thing to say, right? It's kind of like,
because I'm
capper.
The guy who remains friends with people and you don't. And I've never understood why you didn't.
I don't know. We all moved on, you know, and we just never really.
Well, you can move on and still remain friends.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, for me, it's weird, too, because anyone that I dated or anything was 2 decades ago. So, I mean,
but still,
I've moved on from friends, you know, that I've met 2 years ago. So,
but I'm still friends
over
with
20
people
years.
I dated 2 decades ago.
Yeah, over 20 years, you're more likely not to remain friends with a lot of people from 20 years ago. You're really not. Life goes on. You move on. You have your own families. Yeah, that'd just be weird at this point if I'm reaching out to an ex-girlfriend.
Well, no, you don't wait 20 years and then reach out. You remain friends through the years.
Yeah,
and then you
just
almost even forget. I've got relationships with some exes that I don't think either one of us even really remember the relationship.
Yeah.
We just have been friends now all these years. And, like, the relationship doesn't even come into our head.
How does the friendship continue? How does this work?
Oh, just a text message every once in a while, or a greeting on a birthday. Something like that, or a card every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, we've remained friends. But I think you
find
that really
weird. Is that technically
a
friendship, or just a, hey, you know, happy birthday? Is that, are you putting maybe more emphasis in you think it's a friendship?
It's
and they're
not
like
I, but I mean,
you don't know what's happening on the other end. They're like,
I'm 1,400 miles away. I don't hang out with any of my old friends anymore. So,
well, then there's your excuse. But I mean, like, are you putting more stock in it that maybe on the other end they're like, oh God, Dom's texting me again?
No, because often they're the ones who reach out.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
It's pretty 50-50. But what I'm saying is, let's go back to the original.
Should you be breaking up before Christmas right now? I kind of think you should be. Kyle just wrote in, says, what a jerk move to do this to someone right before the holidays. You're taking a happy time of year and making it miserable for somebody. Wait until January to crush souls. That's a
good
line.
I kind of agree with that.
That's a good line. Okay, I see his point of view, too.
I kind of agree with that more than your position.
But the Christmas part sucks because you are going to have to, you know, do the whole gift exchange and you're buying gifts.
Well, I know, but just pull up your big boy panties and go through it.
What if you don't don't want to spend money. And what if you're with somebody that goes...
So now we're getting down to
it. What if you're with somebody that is like me that likes to do really nice gifts? I'll give Nick Nack a really nice expensive purse for Christmas and, you know...
Well, then ratchet it back a little bit.
Oh... But then that's awkward, too,
Kyle's
if your boyfriend
point,
is giving
though.
You an expensive purse and you're handing over a $15 Starbucks gift card when
well,
you usually
they,
don't do that.
Maybe that'll accelerate the breakup after the new year.
Could.
If they're that hung
Could.
Up on the price of the gifts.
Could. The other angle with that, too, is if you break up, then you do have to explain to your family, like, hey, where's Brent at? You know, I thought you guys
See?
Were together. There is that downward angle, too.
Because if you wait until, say, January 8th, it could be... Well over a month before anybody even notices.
Or
on Valentine's Day.
On the opposite side, maybe your family will be recognize what you did, too, and they'll be like, thank God you got rid of Brent. We didn't even like him here at the family gatherings. Finally, you got rid of him. So I don't know what the right way is. All I know is there is, I mean, obviously there's going to be a cutoff on this where the sting is going to be less. It's not so obvious that it is for Christmas. And I think this weekend is it. I mean, you've got to do this by the 10th. Be done with it and move on. I mean, after
Who
the 10th.
The 10th?
I do. I'm setting the 10th.
You're making
then you're
that
looking
like
at
breakup day.
2 weeks
is
before
Is it like
Christmas.
Before noon on the 10th? What if it's 4 p.m.?
Just, that's a good point.
As long as it's before 11:59.
By noon on the 10th. Because you're essentially 2 weeks out from Christmas at that point. And if you're
Brittany
getting
says,
any closer, you got to stay with them through Christmas.
Brittany says, Kyle is wrong. If I was dating and somebody wanted to break up with me, I'd much rather they do it before the holidays. Well...
Carrie.
It depends on how intertwined you are. How invested are you with your soul in this person? That is, if it's just a casual dating and they break up, nobody cares.
Yeah,
but let's say you've been dating for 15 months, and then all of a sudden they walk in and say that. A lot depends on this.
It does. It does. But you got to think of your well-being, too. If you're just not happy, and it truly is the happiest time of year, and this is like going to consume you all through Christmas and New Year's, you're like, oh, my God, now we got to go out on New Year's together. You got to cut and run. It's like a fart in the grocery store, man. Cut and run.
I've had a breakup in December, but it wasn't intentional. It just happened. So there was not this, oh, I've got to do this before Christmas, or I've got to do this for either side. I think it would just happen as like, oh, and it happened during the holiday season.
The holly jolly season.
Yeah.
Did you break up with her?
I don't think either side like thought of it that way. It's just sometimes relationships just have a natural life cycle. It's like telling somebody, you know. Somebody who maybe, well, I don't want to get into that. Never mind. I just used my internal editor.
Who broke up with who? Did you break up with her?
I was just about to invoke death.
Oh.
You know, like you can't get somebody to hold on, you know, through the holidays just because you don't want a bummer during the holidays. You know, things just have a natural life cycle sometimes.
Sure. And if it lands
right?
in December, it lands in December, I guess.
Ashley says the cutoff has passed. It should have been before December. And a few people have mentioned that. Like somebody wrote in about, April wrote in and said it should be before Thanksgiving, but then, you know, then you got the whole Halloween where people, it's a couple's
yeah,
Halloween.
How far do you go
thing,
back? And, then you start yeah. saying 4th of July, you know?
I know. So apparently nobody can ever break up.
Yeah. I think if you make it through Thanksgiving, maybe that's like your final test. Like, can we make it through one more holiday? And if you know that, like, nah, I don't want the rest of my holidays here on out with this person, it's got to be done now. I've got three here. Carrie says, what are the odds that you boys are talking about this today? I have in my calendar that this Friday I'm breaking up with my boyfriend. I don't see an us future, she said.
In her calendar.
Don't want to drag it along. I'm with Jerbear. I need to think of my well-being more than his. My soul needs to move on. That's
in her
Carrie.
Calendar.
Yeah,
that's
put a little
hilarious.
Note, like,
I would love to see a screenshot.
A little
of that.
Dot like, hey, Saturday. Christy says, treat your man like the elf on the shelf. Put him on the shelf and walk away. Somebody else will pick him up and play with him later. That's Christy.
Nice.
And then I like Ken. Ken says, my girlfriend broke up with me yesterday. Thanks for starting my day with this topic, Jer. I hope you get coal for Christmas.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. You probably had it coming, though.
Right. Kim says, if you wait until early January, then you have someone to go to Christmas parties with and a New Year's date, but it still gives you time to find a Valentine's date.
Hey, perfect.
That's excellent. Excellent.
Ryan says in her calendar, what the actual F? Well, you know, it's a busy time of year, Ryan. You got to schedule things, so don't worry about it. This sounds like a Hallmark Channel rom-com plot, says John.